In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today, I am very pleased to speak about one of the best topics we can hear and say. It's about the holiness, or the life of holiness. And actually, I have three main points besides maybe some side points in between, but the three main points are the following. Number one, is the holiness mandatory? Is it a must to have the eternal life? And number two, can anyone live a life of holiness or holy life? And number three, if yes, how can we live the holy life? Number one, is the holy life mandatory? Is it a must? Is it something we have to do to enter heaven or not? And why? Of course, every one of us is supposed to live a holy life. Simply because when the Lord created Adam and Eve, He created them in the best way. St. Mark said to his liturgy, which is referred now or now known now as the liturgy of St. Basil, the reconciliation prayer. Do you know the beginning of the reconciliation prayer? O God, who formed man in incorruption, and he was not corrupted. He was very simple. He was very honest. He was very pure, and he did not know the sin, and he did not commit the sin. And as he was innocent, he had a peaceful life with everyone and a pure life with the whole creation, starting with his wife. They were both innocent and holy. There was no impure strain or strange sight to one another until, unfortunately, they disobeyed the Lord and ate from the forbidden tree, and then they became in trouble. And the first thing they discovered, that they were naked. Although they were naked before that, but they did not discover, they did not feel ashamed. They did not feel something strange. And that's why they started to cover themselves, but it wasn't enough. And the Lord came and covered them with the animal's leather after he sacrificed two sacrifices before them as a sign of the salvation promise. So, number one, Adam and Eve were created innocently, pure, and we can say holy. And that's why the Holy Bible, in many parts, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, calls us to have the holy life. He said, be saints, as the holy who has called you. Be perfect, because your Father in heaven is perfect. Also, he said, without holiness, no one can see God. And if why is that? Because God is holy, the most holy. Not only God is holy, but everything related to God is holy. The name of God is holy. The word of God, the book of God, the Bible, is called the holy book. Every book in the whole world is book. But the book of the Lord is holy because it was written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And this leads me to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God we call Holy Spirit. The house of God that we are now in is holy house, right? The sanctuary is holy sanctuary. The altar is holy altar. Even the vestments of the deacons and the priests and all the hierarchies are holy. The vessels that we use in the church are holy. And you cannot use these vessels anywhere else. Why? Because they are holy. Because they carry the holiest, the body of the Lord and the blood of the Lord. Not only that, the servants of God are holy. And moreover, every son of God is supposed to be holy. Why? Because if God is holy, then I must inherit the holiness from him. Simply. I am the son of God. How? By adoption. The Lord Jesus Christ is called the Son of God. How? By nature. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are the Holy Trinity in one God. So the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is holy, and he adopted us to the Father. So everyone is called holy. Can you give me the verse from first chapter of St. John's Gospel? Every one of you pray it in the morning when you pray the prime prayer. Yes? What does St. John say in chapter 1? The verse that speaks about what I said. He came to his people, to his himself, خصته, يعني خصته. يعني the people of himself, right? But they did not accept him. But those who believed in him was called the children of God. This is what's written in the first chapter of St. John's Gospel, which we pray in the prime every day. To summarize what I said, so long you live with God and in God, then you live in holiness. When we live with God, when we live in God, when we have God in ourselves, then we are holy. طب do we have that? طيب أقولها تاني. Have we had that permanently or not? لا you. ما تبصيش وراك. You are the last one. Have we had that?
Yes.
How? When we? After the baptism. When we were confirmed with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Confirmation. in the holy Mairun. When we were crossed, yes, Jessica, 36 crosses from our heads to all the joints of our body, then we accepted the Holy Spirit to be confirmed in us. Yes? John? What are you searching for? Please don't use them. Don't use them, please. Okay? When we were confirmed with the Holy Spirit, then we became, what did St. Paul say about that? Don't you know that you are? Don't you know that you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit dwells in you? If the Holy Spirit dwells in me, then my heart has become the mansion of the Holy Spirit, the temple of the Holy Spirit, the place of the Holy Spirit in my mind, in my heart, in my body, and in my spirit. So, the answer of number one is yes. Yes. If we accept the Holy Spirit in ourselves, in our lives, if the Holy Spirit is confirmed in me, then supposedly I have to live the holy life. Not from me personally, but at least from the Holy Spirit who works in me, who dwells in me, and who works in me. This is number one. Naam Yabun. The holies for the holy. Yeah. For who? For the holy. Every one of us. Yeah. Every one of us is supposed to live the holy life so long he will receive that. This is will come in number three, but thank you, Abun. So number one. Is the holy life mandatory? Yes, it is a must. It's a must. Because simply, we cannot live in duality. Now, I don't hear. The holy life? I will explain it. So question number one, is the holy life mandatory? Is it a must for us to live on earth, preparing ourselves for heaven and to enter the kingdom of heaven? Yes. Every one of us is supposed to live the holy life. Question number two, can we live the holy life? Can we live the holy life? Yes, we can. The proof of that, the people who preceded us, the people who lived before us, the people who transferred the word of God into life, the people who lived the commandments of the Lord practically, practiced them, lived them, amused them in them, and also were blessed by them. That's why in the church, actually, every day we have at least one of these saints whom we remember every day in the Synaxarium book. Why do we do that? To remind ourselves that the holiness is not very difficult, or the holiness is not just theoretical word we say for the people to live the holy life. And the proof of that, that for example, Saint Anthony lived a perfect or a very holy life. Saint Bishoy, Saint Shenouda, Moses the Black, Mary of Egypt, Mary Magdalene. So if there is just one or more who lived a holy life one day, it means that every one of us can live a holy life. It's not very difficult, because we'll answer the third question, but because of that we say every one of us can live the holy life, can live it. And the holy life does not start when we become adults, 30, 40 years. No, the holy life starts from our childhood and grows with us, grows and grows and grows. Now the question of Daniela, what is the definition of the holiness? Can one define for me what the meaning of holiness? What is the meaning of holiness? What is the holy life? Yes, Sam. Communion with God. What else? What is the holiness? I'm Martin.
Fasting and prayer.
It will come later, but I'm searching for the definition of the holiness. What is the definition of the holiness? Sami said communion with God. Be also, of course, I am here.
As we all commit sin, but we the holy life, I don't accept sin, I hate sin. So I want, even if I commit sin, I start to hate and accept it.
It's one of the signs of holiness, but it would come in the answer of the third point, how I live a holy life. Hey, Sarah.
Living for the purpose of serving and loving God?
Yeah. It's to prove the holiness or to practice the holiness. What is the definition of holiness? I said it already.
To return to our original state. Like we were in Paris.
Yeah. So long you live abiding in God, then you will live the holy life, simply. The holy life is to abide in God, and God abides in you. This is the holy life. The holy life means, and this was one of the benefits of the Holy Communion. And the Lord said it in St. John 6. He said, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will abide in me and I in him. Number two, L.A., will never die. And number three, he said, will live everlasting life. The three things. These are the benefits of the Holy Communion. But it would become in the third. But anyhow, holiness is to live in God. Holiness is to put God before your eyes, before your senses, before your life, and see him more than anything else in the whole world. Holiness is to make God the source of everything in your life. Does not contradicts with the love of God whatsoever you do, whatsoever you say, whatsoever even you think. This is the holy life. Of course, when I hear that, I said, oh, there is no one will comply what you said. No one will be able to do that. No, we can do that. Holiness does not mean perfection. Holiness does not protect us permanently from being weak or falling in sin or rejecting the calls of the Holy Spirit in us. Why? Because simply the Lord gave us freedom. And this is one of the characteristics of our Lord, that he is free, and he gave the mankind the freedom. He gave the mankind to freedom. He gave Adam and Eve authority on all the creation, and he gave them freedom. You are free to do whatever you want to do. So holiness does not prevent you completely from falling in sin. However, holiness can help you to come back on track, to correct yourself. If you fall, if you have something, some weaknesses in your life, you can correct them and jump back or come back to the holy, life. So that's why the Bible for me is not a book to read. The Bible for me is not a book to memorize. The Bible for me is not a book to teach or preach, either to the Christians or the non-Christians. The Bible for me is a life to live. And if I don't live the Bible, then what I read will fill my mind, but not fill my heart. Will not be a curriculum to my life. Will not be a program of my day and night and my life on earth completely. So number one, is the holiness mandatory? Yes. Number two, can anyone live the life of holiness? Yes. Yes. But when we say that, for example, Pope Kyrillos was a holy man and he is now canonized, he is the last one in the Coptic Church to be canonized as a saint 3 years ago. Was he perfect in his life completely? I said N-O, a big, but I say that he lived a holy life. He corrected himself quickly, but he wasn't without sin. No one on earth is without sin. No one is without sin. But everyone can leave his sins, can overcome his weaknesses, come back to the holy life when he wants. Number three, and last point. How can I live a holy life? We come back to what Martel say and John say, and every one of you are thinking, how to live holy life? Simply, we said that God is the most holy. Yes? How to live holy life? To come to the most holy. Simple. Very simple. I want to take PhD in science. What uni have the, what is the best uni in Canada who teaches science and give me a bachelor in science? سبوزت مثلا انا ما اعرفش يعني اقول كالتون او الاوتو او اني ون اوكي اي جو ذير يس اي ونت تو هاف ذيس باتشلر اف اي سي اي ونت تو هاف ذيس باتشلر اند اي دونت جو تو ذا يوني سي ات مليون اوف تايمز وذاوت جوينج نو يوز يس اف اي ونت تو ليف ذا هولي لايف then I will come to the source of the holiness. And the source of holiness is God. So how to communicate with him? How to make communion with him? How to abide in him? Number one, to hear his voice. Yes? How can I hear his voice? Read the Bible. How often do I read the Bible? This is a question I can ask myself. If I want to live holy life, then I will come to the most holy words and read them. Jeremiah in chapter 15:16, he said, I found your words, and I ate them, and they were like the honey in my inner. So he did not just read them. He ate. Ate them means that this word became in himself, forming an energy. When you eat or drink, you eat to have energy in your body. Yes? When you drink to have energy in your body. Yes? You grow in body, you grow in mind, you grow in understanding, you have more experience. This is the use of the food. The food of the spirit, of your spirit, is the word of God. If you want to live a holy life, read the Bible. That's why when you go to your confession father and he said to you, do you read the Bible? You said, okay, Abuna doesn't know anything except read the Bible, pray in the morning, fast, and that's it. I memorized it. I kept it. I know it. No, not in this way. Not in this way. When your confession father and when you hear a sermon, or you read a book, or open the iPad or your laptop to read any sermon, or to hear any sermon, Abuna Da, or Abuna Da, you will find the same concept of it. If I want to live a holy life, then I have to live the holy book of God, to hear his voice. Hear his voice. This is number one. That's why when I skip a day without reading the Bible, then I will keep myself a little bit far from the communication of God. Taban, the results you know. Could be any result. Number two, he hears my voice also. As I hear his voice, he hears my voice. How? When I pray. So the relation between any two persons in the whole world can never be monologue. Right? It must be dialogue. Not monologue. Monologue means that it is from one side. If I engage a girl and then I speak and she listens and listens and listens and listens, is it an engagement? Is it a sign of a successful marriage life in the future? No, at all, or vice versa. So she speaks and I listen, I speak, she listens. There is a dialogue between us. I hear her voice and she hears mine. I hear her opinions, her yani dreams to the future. And she hears my ability to perform these dreams. This is the life between me and my beloved God. He hears my voice when I pray. I hear his voice when I read his Bible. That's why the holiness is something, yani it's not commandments. Read the Bible. Pray every day. 3 times. Fast Wednesday and Friday. Keep the fasting of the church. It's not in this way. It's when I'm searching, when I am seriously searching for the holy life, then I have to become attached to the Lord. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was incarnate, why? What is the main reason of his incarnation? Huh? Yes. Main reason. Redemption. Huh? Salvation. To be crucified, to pay the price of my sin. Yes? He could have come or appeared to the world when he was 30 years old, lived 3 years, or even go to the Jews and they crucify him in 3 days and he raises from the dead. Why did he do that? Because he wanted to give us the ideal life, how to live holy. How to live holy. That's why from the very beginning, he accepted that his mother conceived him, or may conceive him, 9 months, be born, grows very, very similar to my growth, day by day, teaching me how to live, how to be attached to the Lord. Jesus Christ is God and the Son of God. He didn't want, or he was not in need to pray or to fast, yes, or to have the word of God, which is his own word. But he fasted 40 days. He accepted the baptism by John the Baptist. He lived a very simple life, more poor than rich, more needed than having. And he gave himself as an example for 3 years and 4 months until he was crucified, performing at last the work of salvation. He gave himself to us in his life, and he gave himself to us in his death and resurrection. So simply, my beloved children, the holy life is to God, to live in God. And to live in God, the church advises me how to live in God. To read the Bible, not just a novel or a book, and to pray, because I love him and I want to take from his holiness. That's why I pray. But when I pray, I don't pray as a slave or under fearness or thinking that when I don't pray, when I go to the exam, I will fail. I will not pass. This is a slavery. This is a slavery. This is not supposed to be for the children of God. I am his son. When I pray because I love to pray, not I should pray. When I fast, I do know, I recognize the benefits of my fasting when I control my body and my senses. So I love to fast, not I must fast. When I read the Bible, I read the Bible because I do love the holy, the most holy, and I want to live a holy life. That's why I read the Bible. Simply, do not take the commandments as something heavy burden on your shoulder, but very good helpful means, tools you use to let you be attached to God more and more and more. Remember always that the Holy Spirit in your heart will not or will never work until you give him the chance to work. Why? Because you are not a slave. Yes, you have the Holy Spirit in you. If you use the Holy Spirit within you, then you will benefit. If you reject, reject. If you quench, quench. If you resist, resist. If you ignore, ignore. You will win or lose. It's your freedom. Christianity is a free religion. Christianity is not a slavery. And as a Christian, I search for holiness because the holiness is the only way to lead me to be attached to the most holy and to be guaranteed to inherit the kingdom of heavens. If you want to be holy, take care of 3 points. Number one, your actions. Number two, your speech. And number three, your thoughts and mind. That's why at the end of the day, you pray the absolution that you prayed today. What did you say? If you have committed anything in work or in word or in mind. Right? Right? But what happens when I go to a bad place and be offended of that? It's a bad work, yes? Repent. Recognize that this place is not mine. Simply. Simply. I will not go to it. And correct yourself. If you find yourself lying or swearing or shouting or hating or using bad words, you will find that this does not benefit with the holy life. So take care of your tongue. Simply. If you are attacked with a bad thought in your mind, simply use Jesus' prayer. My Lord Jesus Christ, help me. My Lord Jesus Christ, purify me. My Lord Jesus Christ, I love you. My Lord Jesus Christ, accept my prayer, accept my repentance. If you feel that the devil is attacking you, reminding you with bad thoughts came to your mind one day, say what your mother said on your baptism day. I renounce you, Satan. I renounce you, Satan. I renounce you, Satan, 2, 3, 4 times until you cast out the bad thought from your mind and get back the holiness. Simply, it's very simple exercises to keep your holiness. To keep your holiness. If you have any misusing of your senses, على فكرة أنا عايز أقول لكم حاجة. I want to tell you something. The Lord to teach us the importance of the senses. Put guards on every part of your 5 senses. صح ولا لا؟ How did he protect your eye? How? Number one. صح؟ Number two. الرموش. مش كده؟ طب افرض بقى دي ما نفعتش والرموش ما نفعتش بيحصل ايه؟ يدخل ديرت في ايه بقى؟ تيرز. التيرز على طول تطلع الديرت من عينك. 3 protections on your eyes. صح؟ How did he save and protect your ears? Stachus canal. تلاقيها كده تك 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 كده، ما تشوف لا يا اما تفتح ودنك كده مش هتلاقيها ستريت، هتلاقي ستاكيوس كانال، قناه ستاكيوس عماله تلف تلف تلف، وبعدين تيجي عند طبله الوند، وطبله الوند تبقى من جوه بروتكتد. واي؟ بيكوز هي وونتس مي تو فلتر افري وورد اي هير، نوت ايزي تو تيك افري وورد. كيب يور هولينس زي ما هو حط لك يور اير، يور سبيريتشوال اير ماست بي تريند to filter between the bad word and the good word. Right? حطيت لك في مناخيرك هنا ايه؟ في النص كده حطيت لك اللي في النص دي، تقسم المناخير نصين. Two parts. وبعدين حطيت لك شوية شعر عليها جوه. صح ولا لا؟ تضحكوا؟ تضحكوش. It's true. الشعر ده له فايدة. هو مش باين من بره لكن له فايدة. انه الحاجات التراب والكده بدل ما يدخل مع الهواء وي افكت يور لانج، لا هو بيحميه، بيحميها. فما تشمش اي ريحه خطيه كده بره كده. Don't smell any bad smell of sin. قول الحمد لله يا رب انت حطيت لي على مناخيري كده، انا عايز مناخيري كده. واخيرا بقى حطيت لك على لسانك ايه؟ The most hard part in your body محطوط على اللسان، اسمه ايه؟ التيث. اقوى حاجة، اقوى حاجة حطيتها على 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 لسانك التيث، عشان تفكر 100 times قبل ما تقول اي كلمة. Think. مش بس التيث، حطيت لك كمان الايه؟ اللبس. في two doors. Two doors. شفت بقى؟ شفت the senses بتاعتك are protected. The same meaning on the spiritual senses. عشان كده the last psalm in the compliant prayer, the last psalm in the compliant prayer بيقول ايه؟ بيقول حاجة جميلة قوي. عايز اقولها لك. أقرأها لكم. بيقول إيه؟ This is the last thing. Praise the Lord. O Jerusalem, praise your God. O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. What are the bars of your gates? Doors will gates, which I explained to you about your senses. If you want to be holy, recognize that. And take care of every word you say. Take care of every song you hear. Every music comes to your ear. And every bad and judgment and gossip words comes to your ear. Filter it and say no. No. There is a parable in Arabic. بيقول إيه بالعربي؟ وبعدين أنا هقوله لكم بالإنجليزي. بيقول إيه بالعربي؟ بيقول اللي بيته من إزاز ما يحدفش بالطوب. I say it. If your house is made of glass, don't stone the others. Why? Because the others will return and break your house. Because your house is made of glass. فاحنا كلنا as is. If I am as is, مش انت بتروح سيرز كده تلاقي محل حتة كده ولا ايكيا تلاقي في حتة كده as is. تلاقي حاجات بقى فيها دفوهات. تلاجة كده مخبوطة. مش عارف جهاز كده فيه بطن مست. مش كده؟ All of us are as is. No one is perfect. Right? All of us are is. أنا ما أقدرش أقول أنا perfect. No one. If I say that I'm perfect, I'm lying. Everyone has his weaknesses. All of us are as is. However, we can correct ourselves. to walk in the path of holiness. And the more we go honestly towards God, the more we will get more holiness and holy life. Repentance is one of the very important needs I need to correct my life and to get back to the holiness. Praying, reading the Bible, fasting, repentance, and taking the communion, the holy body and the precious blood for me. After all of that, be sure that you are living towards the holy life. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? No questions? Hold on. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I said that, Maggie says, you said that it's not something you must do, you should do, but it is something you love to do. However, sometimes we pass through lukewarmness times or dryness times or a little bit weakness times. Don't leave yourself. Still take. Still take. If I live a healthy life, and then I'm going in the healthy life, but I catch a cold. I don't leave myself. Take tablets and go ahead. Khalas, you will be healthy again. You will regain your power again. So don't be in trouble when you don't find yourself want to pray. But pray. Sometimes we lose our appetite, but we still eat. Right or not? We still eat to live. But we eat to live, but not we live to eat. Take care of that. But anyhow, even if I don't find myself want to eat, I eat, right? I eat. Sometimes في البيت يعمل له بس نصف ما يكونش pleasant أو ليه. لكن أنا خلاص العيلة كلها بتاكله. I will eat with them. خلاص even if I don't like it, أحط شوية spices عليها وأكل. لكن قصدي أقول I mean to say I eat. صح؟ It's the same in my spiritual way. In the same with my spiritual practices. If I don't find appetite to read the Bible, read the Bible. If I don't understand every verse in the Bible which I read, still read the Bible. One day, one of the monks went to his spiritual father and said, Abuna, I have a problem. He said, what? He said, whenever I read the Bible, most of it I don't understand. So how can I continue my reading? Then the spiritual father had in front of him a basket. You know the basket? مش plastic basket. Plastic basket اللي معمولة من الخوص دي. And he said to him, go please to the river and fill it with water and come. He is a monk. He cannot say to his spiritual father, no, it doesn't fill you. Yeah, how come, yeah? And he went to obey. He took the basket to the river, and he put it in the water, and he started to walk. Until he reached his spiritual father, it was empty. And he said, yes, it's the same as what I do. I read, it becomes, my heart becomes empty, my mind becomes empty. And this spiritual father said to him, don't you notice something? The basket is now clean. It was dirty before you put in the water of the river. And then when you put it, you cleaned it. Yes, you was not filled enough, but you were clean. Remember that the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, you are now pure because of the words I said to you. Just the Lord, when he said to his disciples, you are now pure because of the words I said to you, means that the word of God purifies me, cleanses me, even if I don't understand everything in the Bible. Please, don't give up. If you have lukewarmness, don't give up. If you don't have any big motivation to read, don't give up. Still read. And the same with the prayer. The same with the fasting. And be sure that one day you will benefit from all this, what we call the corners of the worshiping of the spiritual, the spiritual life. Any other question? Yes, Martin.
Does holiness occur in levels? Does holiness occur in levels? Or Tama. Does it occur like black?
No, no. No one becomes that, as I said, no one becomes perfect. But we are going in the path of holiness. But no one reaches the perfect or the perfection of holiness. But we are going towards, it's like when you go towards the light. As more as you, or as much as you are going, approaching the light, you will be enlightened. But no need for perfection, because no one will be perfect whatsoever. God is the most holy, and you take whatever you can, you do the best. زي ما تروح المدرسة كده وتقول I did my best. Whatever I gained in the exam, خلاص. بس I did my best. عملت الواجب اللي علي. واخد بالك؟ بس هي مش واجب قوي. يعني هي lovely life. نعم. It's like different vessels, but every vessel is full. صح؟ يعني عندك كوباية كده ربع لتر، كوباية تانية باين ولا مش عارف يسموها كام، واحدة تانية لتر، واحدة تالتة جالون. Yeah? But all of them are full filled. Don't worry. The size is not the important. But the fullness is the more important, that you become, I hope that one day I reach the level that I despise all the world. I hope that one day I reach the level that I look at every girl like my sister and every boy like my brother, in purity, in cleanliness. I hope to reach that. I hope not to look or to watch on bad stuff and be offended and fight to cast out the thoughts which come to my mind because of my opening, my mistake that I opened bad stuff to watch. I hope to reach that. It needs some training, and it needs also seriousness and commitment that, yes, I need, and I work on it. If I become weak one or two times, I can correct it. It's not, but the most dangerous thing in our spiritual life, Yawlad, is the duality. This is a very important. If you live duality life, it means that you live wholly in the church and completely opposite in the bar. I say it again. To live duality means that you worship God here and you dance in the casino with the same body. The same body that you worship here and receive the Holy Communion, the same body you dance outside. This is duality. Duality also is that you drink the blood of God, the down payment of the eternal life, and with the same mouth that you drink, You drink and drink and drink until you become drunk. This is the duality. If in case you fall in one of these temptations, repent and come back. This is the holy life. I hope that I explained it, because kelmet holiness can concern us. Zayan abba holy. Now everyone must live holiness. But not everyone must live without sin. No. If I fall in sin, there are here, في هنا medicine. في treatment هنا. في واحد هنا هو اسمه أبونا. I go and أخلص من ما فيش أبونا غير أوسك. And I get rid of these weaknesses and come back to the holy life. You understand me? Okay, Oled, I hope that every one of us recognizes what is the meaning of the holy life. It's not the life of perfection. It's the life towards the most holy. لو انت وانت ماشي وقعت كده كده واتجرحت شوية في ركبتك, اغسل ركبتك واجري تاني. No problem. Moses the black was the most worst and sinner in his age, in his place. And he has become a saint and the martyr and father of monks and writer of many benefit words we still use up till now, from Moses the black, who was worshiping the sun, and he was a slave and black. And he became very white. Abuna, it's a case to ul hak. Thank you. No. Thank you. Very, very important point. Also, I want to comment after Abuna said, you do not evaluate yourself. Yani, you cannot say, I am now on the third step of the ladder of spiritual ladder. No. If you evaluate yourself, then it's not right. The others, it's like the tree. If you pass by the tree in the morning, you will notice, yani, look at it carefully, you will find at the end the same tree at the end of the day is different. في growth في ال في ال في ال في ال في الورق بت leaves بتاعتها وممكن في الفروتس بتاعتها. But the tree itself does not recognize it the spiritual growth. For example, if I say that Sarah is humble, Sarah cannot say, "Thank God I am humble." No one recognizes his virtues or his spiritual life. The others only evaluate you, but you don't evaluate yourself. Do not do that. Evaluate yourself with what Abuna said, the step, the distance between you and God. Approach him, not to reach the level that I want to be Saint Anthony. Now Saint Anthony was fasting every 2 days. Now I fast 2 days. I'm like Saint Anthony. I want to reach Saint Bishoy. Saint Bishoy was, you know, don't evaluate yourself in that way. No. Please, evaluate yourself on the light of your relationship with God only. I want to be in him and with him, abide in him and he in me. And this is my whole goal, not to be praised from the others and looked by the others. No, this is not my goal. My goal is to reach him and to be delighted with his love and enlightened with his true light. This is the true spiritual life. If you evaluate yourself, go to your confession, Father. And said that, because he will correct your way carefully. Anyone else? Thank you. I try to have only half an hour or 40 minutes, so I'm sorry that Yani... it took longer than I expected, Jan. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Let us pray. بعد كده يمكن أبونا هنقول حاجة بس pray وبعدين نقول. تفضل أوت. تفضل.
Mary, Saint Paul, Saint Anthony, Saint Mark, make us worthy to pray. Thank you, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us daily bread and forgive us trespasses. So who forgive us, love us, against us, need us of temptation. Believe in one in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thine be the kingdom, the power, the will.
Father, go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all.